Tried to make me go to rehab. I said no.
7:23, Bianca Terry and Bob at 97.3.
Ben Affleck has been in the news this week, again, coming out and admitting that he went to rehab and that it worked for him. And now his marriage is not going to end possibly in divorce. They want to try again. So it's obviously celebrity rehab has worked for him.
He doesn't mind chat like this, as we heard on 7 this week.
Ben Affleck has bravely revealed that he has completed treatment for alcohol addiction. The 44-year-old dad of three took to Facebook to explain his absence to his fans. He wrote that it was something he had to deal with or something he had to deal with in the past and was continuing to confront, adding, I want my kids to know that there's no shame in seeking help when you need it.
But like so many celebrities, he always talks about it when he's come out of rehab.
Yes, after effect.
We want to go in there. So we're going to speak to Josh Rosenthal. He's a head counsellor for celebrity rehab clinics and has worked in Chiang Mai at The Cabin. We often hear of people heading off to Thailand there to sort themselves out. Josh, big stars, big sports stars. What's the clientele over there?
Well, we've got people from all demographics, and the majority of people aren't celebrities. They're a lot of professionals, business people, and just there's health professionals and stuff that go over there for treatment. But I don't think that we can't treat anyone differently. It's all the same. Addiction doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're from or what socioeconomic group, whether you're a sports player or entertainment. It's just about removing the stigma, too, of addiction, because there's still a stigma in society about people with addictions.
Yeah, and it's definitely an illness, and we shouldn't judge, because if people are going to get well, then it needs to be in an open forum.
But we judge because they've got so much money.
Yeah, we go, come on, you can afford to go to rehab. So there bears the question, how much is it to go to your celebrity rehab clinic at The Cabin?
Well, The Cabin, it starts at some people, it's a 28-day program. Some people stay for a few months. Some people are over there for 6 months. They go to the sober house. So for 28 days, it's $14,000 Australian dollars.
Do people then kind of fall in love in that environment because they're out of that, they're in a bubble?
Oh, the famous rehab romance, yes.
That
can be detrimental to one's recovery, so it's up to the clinicians if they see that happening, because it can become really damaging. Because you're going in there and people are extremely vulnerable, and so as well, once that happens, they start taking the focus off their recovery and what they're there for. And there's also a thing like relationship addiction, codependency, sex addiction.
Yes.
So it's all very monitored and by the clinicians.
How bad do I have to be to come to your clinic? Could I come just because I want to get off grog for a couple of weeks, or would it be wasted? Are you more a clinic for someone who has a really chronic problem?
Well, it depends. People's consequences are different. So someone might be drinking, and it's not about... Some people minimise their addiction, so they might have a few drinks a day, and that becomes addictive. Addiction doesn't discriminate. Some people have taken a lot. It's not about the amount or how much you use. It's about the consequences having on your life. And if you have addiction, it's progressively going to get worse.
Yep.
So everyone's different. There's people with process addictions over there. So we've got sex addiction, you've got food addiction. Gambling is a big one as well. That's a massive problem in our country.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Do you ever have David Duchovny? And if so, can you text me? Thank you so much.
No problems. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
I love how he did that awkward laugh.
Can you imagine
the big names? And he would know so much about these people. Well, and good on him for keeping shtum.
Well, Bianca, or anyone in Brisbane, if you want to go to The Cabin in Chiang Mai, as Josh said, 28 days only cost you $14,000. That seems excessive. Remember, there's no minibar, so you're making a saving every night.
Yes, you are. It might be 14 grand, but if you win, how much with our Sacred Sound, Bobby?
It's a bonus now for $5,000. So $50 for every question you get right. They announced yesterday a new round of interest rate rises on the way. The land valuations came in on which they judge your rates during the week. We could all use a spare $5,000.
Or a 10-day stopover in rehab in Chiang Mai.
Why not?
7:30 update and 97.3 Brisbane traffic just ahead.
Party people!